Zakt the Mishnah, Heilige Mishnah, Kuf Yud Bezim and Bez. And again, I will be repeating this over the next few weeks. In Meretz Hashem, the next Masechta we're learning is Masechta's Gittin. We're going to go to Gittin, Kedushin, Saita, Meretz Hashem, and then to the Dharma Nazir. We're going to leave the Dharma Nazir for last, because it is a different topic completely. I'm going to repeat this again and again and again and again until everybody hears it. The next Masechta we're learning is Masechta's Gittin, the Meretz Hashem, because we are within 10 blot of the end. Cheresh of Yavamas. Yeah, we are. Cheresh and Nasa Bikachas. Now, we met this Mishnah already. The Gemara used this Mishnah to prove that there's no rabbinic chalitza. So the Gemara gave you many of the cases that we have in this Mishnah we already met in the last few weeks. Cheresh and Nasa Bikachas. A cheresh who marries a regular woman, Bikayach Shinasa Chereshes, and a Bikayach that marries a Chereshes. They're both rabbinic marriages, and Ratzel Lahaytzi Yaytzi. There's rabbinic marriage, and there's rabbinic divorce. And Ratzel Lekayim Yekayim. Shem Shukainas Vermiza, Kahu Maitzi Vermiza. Just like he married her with gestures, because even though one of the parties can talk, but the other party can. The other party can only gesture. So just like marriage can be done with gestures, divorce can be done with gestures. And this is rabbinic. Pekeach shenasa pekachas v'nischar shav. A regular man married a regular healthy woman, and she became a chareshes. So now, he's married to her biblically. The marriage doesn't dissolve because she became a chareshes. Imratza yaitzi, he can divorce her biblically. Now, this is a chiddush. This is saying that even though she no longer has the mental capacity to make kinyanim, she doesn't need that for a get. For a get, she just has to accept the get. She doesn't have to know anymore. Now, I want to bring this out. Let's do it once, and we won't have to cover this again. There's a big tumul in the achrayinim. Many, many achrayinim get involved, whether today's cheresh is a cheresh or not. Especially those who were once regular and then became cheresh. So there's a big tumul in the achrayinim, because given the means of communication today, that we can teach a cheresh to talk, they can understand everything, respond to everything. Whether they still have that loch of cheresh is a major machlokes achrayim all across the spectrum. With some saying that no longer do cheresh have a loch of cheresh, it makes a big difference. That means biblically they can count for minyan. You don't need a minyan biblically. It's only rabbinic that you need a minyan, but there are certain things that are biblical. No, they cannot do chalitza because one cannot do chalitza unless they can talk. But let's say they teach them to talk. So this is a very, very big tumult, and we're going to stay away from it, because that is our local lemaisa question, which is, again, all across the board, with some achrayim saying no, with some achrayim saying yes. It's all kinds of opinions. But as far as we're concerned, in the time of the Mishnah, a cheresh was considered not a bar das. And the chiddush of this Mishnah is that even though it was a biblical marriage, you can have a biblical divorce, even though she is not no longer considered a bas das. For divorce, you don't need her das. For marriage, you need her agreement. For divorce, you don't need an agreement or an ability to agree. And therefore, the Mishnah says that he can divorce her. Mishnah?
I'm sorry, before you leave this general topic, is there consensus today about whether a minion accepts a deaf man?
Not that I know of. Not that I know of. The status for Yaitzi. By the way, if he can talk, then he's not a cheresh. It has to be that he can't talk and he can't hear. Right. But that's the definition of time in the Gemara, too. A cheresh hamadaber vein the shemeya is not a cheresh.
Well, someone who normally could hear and now can't hear, talk.
Sometimes, and sometimes they lose the ability of speech. A stroke can make a person unable to speak. Again, it can go. The status for Yaitzi. However, if the woman became a Shaita, and again, the translation of a Shaita means totally not within the realm of normality, meaning she can be a very brilliant lady, and I'm not picking the ladies now, a man can become a shaita too, but it means that they're no longer normal. The classic case in the Gemara is Ma'abed Mashinaisimla. You give them something valuable and they don't view it, they can rip it up. They have no regular behavior pattern that can be predicted. Nischara Shua Nishtata, if he became a cheresh or he became a shaita in a biblical marriage, meaning they got married biblically and then he lost the ability to hear and speak or became a shaita, he could not divorce her forever. Now, if you notice, when she became a shaita, it didn't say la yaitzi alamas, it just said la yaitzi. When he became a shaita, it says the word la yaitzi alamas. And the Gemara from that is medayik. The one is biblical and one is rabbinic. He needs das to give a divorce. Anything that impedes his das takes away his ability to divorce. Biblically, she doesn't need das for divorce. And really, if she became a shaita, you'd be able to divorce her as well. But rabbinically, and again, it's questionable whether it's rabbinic or biblical, but we'll just work with the Maskana and the Gemara. Rabbinically, we don't want a woman that's a shaita walking around. And if she's married, we don't want to let that marriage break up in order to keep her off the streets, so to speak, because she's not capable of watching herself or watching her get or understanding the concept of divorce. One day she just might, because she's so unpredictable and nobody knows what's going on, she can just decide that she's coming back to his house. And there's no...
What's the difference between her and then the
because get, in the get, see, this is the foundation here, at least according to this Mandi Amar. In Kedushin, you need both to agree to get married. In get, you don't need both to agree to get divorced. All you need is he can divorce her, whether she likes it, whether she doesn't like it, whether she understands it, whether she doesn't understand it. But that's rabbinic. That's what I was trying to say. That a woman that's a shaita cannot get divorced, it's going to be a discussion, in the way it ends in the maskana, is a rabbinic concept. Biblically, there's no reason she can't get divorced. You don't need her to have any das to get divorced.
We don't want her.
The Gemara's going to talk about it. So why should we get involved? We'll let the Gemara do its thing. Amar Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri. He doesn't get it. And he asked the question, and the Gemara was, I'm going to say the maskana of the Gemara. So I'm going to translate Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri the way the Gemara explains him at the end, but the Gemara will have two ways of explaining him. So when we get to the Gemara, nobody should say, but we didn't explain it that way. Because we're not, we're explaining it according to the maskana. Amar Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri. I don't get why she doesn't have to understand and know the divorce. He has to know. Why doesn't she have to know? In Yaakov ben Nuri's eyes, a woman should have to know that she's getting a divorce. Understand it. And if not, she should not be able to be divorced biblically. They told him, no, there's no comparison. You don't need her agreement. He has to want to do it. And Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri seems to say she might not want it, but she has to get it.
They didn't explain it.
Well, they did explain it. They're saying the fact that you don't need her agreement is a proof that she just has to get it. She doesn't have to have any das because she can say no. She can scream no when he can divorce her. That's a fact. No, he doesn't. A woman does not have to agree to get a divorce. He says that she might not have to agree, but she has to understand, get that fact that she's getting divorced. What? Today, that's a chayim Rabbeinu Gershon. Rabbeinu Gershon instituted that a woman cannot be divorced against her will. That was one of the things he instituted. He also instituted that a man can't get married to a second wife, which sometimes puts people in a very awkward position. They want to divorce their first wife who refuses to get a get, and they can't get married to a second wife. So that's where the heter mei rabbanim kicks in. that they said that if you get 100 Rabbanim spread over 3 cities to say that this man wanted to give the get, wrote the get, deposited in Bezin, and said to Bezin, you are my agents to deliver the get, and she refuses to accept it, he can get married to somebody else. That is the out. The man has an out. By the way, a woman never has an out. The man has an out. The same thing happens, Rachmana Litzvan, if a woman today loses it, loses her capacity to receive a get. So he can't divorce her. The status v'yaitzi. But we give him a het to marry Rabbanim to get married again. Yeah.
Why is it not? Oh, he's They don't find people do that.
I can't answer the question.
Rabbi, under standard circumstances here, a woman who's of sound mind, does she have to know she's receiving the get?
Yes, rabbinically, yes.
In other words, she's handed a document. She's not told it to get. She's told it something else.
She has to be told at one point that she got a get. And the Adam who watched the transfer have to know it's a get.
No,
they have to know at the time of the transfer that it's
a get. I'm thinking about her own consciousness of a normative woman whose brain is working fine. She's told, this is a document for your neighbor, hold on to it. In fact, her husband...
So, rabbinically speaking, it's a machloikas. According to one opinion, all you have to walk over to later and say, by the way, in front of Adam, say, that was your get. And according to the other opinion, you have to take it back and give it to her again and say, this is your get. Rabbinic, it's all rabbinic. Biblically speaking, she got to get, she's divorced. Hey, Rabbi Yechonim ben Gudgada, al charesha shesia via shiyaitse beget. And this testimony is the basis of the Rabbanan's opinion. He testified that if a charesheth was married off by her father, and that's biblical, just like a father can marry off his young daughter who is a ktana biblically, he can marry off his young daughter who is a charesheth. The father has a right to marry off his young daughter, nothing to do with her capacity. So he can marry off biblically a charesheth. And he testified that... Well, let me just finish. That she can be divorced biblically. Amrulai Avzu Kiyatzavai. So they told Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, why should this be different than Rabbi Yechon ben Gudgada's testimony? He said that a woman that got married biblically by her father can be divorced, even though she's a Chareshas. So why shouldn't the woman who married herself off biblically and then became a Chareshas be able to get divorced? Why should it be different who made the marriage? Whether the father did it or she did it herself. That's their basis. They're saying, listen, we have a testimony from Rabbi Yechon ben Gudgada. That means he obviously heard it from his rebbeim back. And this is the halacha. So to us, it's one and the same. Now, I don't know, and I looked around, I didn't see anybody explain, again, I didn't see, what Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri's response is. Is it that he doesn't agree to that testimony? Does he hold it's different with a father and a person themselves? I didn't see what his response is. They use that as a proof against Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri. Why should a woman whose father married her off biblically and is a chareshes be able to get divorced? Answer, you don't need her das. Okay, so what difference does it make if the father made the marriage or she made her own marriage when she was a regular lady?
Yeah, but we had a score on Katana eventually... She's Katana by the...
Yes.
So Katana maybe is more of a
reason... She's a
Chareshes. No, but she's
Katana
also.
But she's Chareshes also. She'll never become biblical. She'll never be a Dabasa.
Maybe the
Katana's aura
is more of a...
Okay, so try to explain what you just said. I'll listen to you. I thought it as well. Now tell me what that means.
Eventually she'll never... Right.
Rashi. So I don't know what Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri's response is. Again, I looked around to see if anybody explains it. I didn't see. Again, not seeing doesn't mean it doesn't exist. I just didn't find it. Rashi Cheretz Kshem Shekhanis Beremiza Matam Kamer. Kedushin Kach Gerishin. Like Kedushin, so was divorce. Achim Pikeach Becharetz Beremiza Kanas. He married her Beremiza. Now he could talk, but she had to respond to gestures which she doesn't hear. Sheramaz Be'etzba Achin Isratzes Loi. How did he get the Charetz to agree to Kedushin? Not by saying, do you want to marry me? She can't hear him. Obviously, he gestured. And she got it and gestured back, yes. So therefore, it's biblical kedushin. The Gemara explains, we don't want a woman that's incapable of watching herself. Not listen. A fact is, there are many ladies, unfortunately, who are shaitim, who can't take care of themselves. And it's not anybody's responsibility. But here, you were married to her, mister. And since you were married to her, you're responsible for her, and you can't just dump her on the street. Because a chareshes is bigger bowels das than a shaitim. Of the two, one is more capable than the other. It's a biblical kedushin. She sees even after she gets older, the pocket kayakav, and the father's out of the picture, the kabbalah sees gita. So avzu pikachas in ischarsha ki yaitzibay. Again, I still don't know what his answer is. What?
Her status is changing.
What
does that have to mean? She's going from
Kikata to this. Again, I said I don't know what his answer is. I said that. I don't know.
Or explain that later.
No, it doesn't. If it did, I would say it. The Gemara will talk about it. I didn't see the Gemara explain it. Now we go into many cases, and again, as I pointed out, we met many of these cases in the last week when the Gemara discussed, or a week and a half ago, when the Gemara discussed whether there's such a thing as rabbinic chalitza. We tried to prove Rava wrong. We brought all these cases till we finally proved Rava wrong. Beizach and Charashim, two men that are Charashim. So right away, it's going to be a rabbinic marriage. We don't care who the lady is. If the man is a Charash, it's automatically rabbinic. So therefore, the Mishnah will give us options. Either Nisun and Beizach is Charashis, either married to two sisters that are also Charashis, or they're regular. Again, I don't care who the lady is. If the men are Charashim, right, two brothers, they're both Charashim, and they marry two women who are sisters, they're both rabbinic marriages. That's all we want. Or, Beis Achis Charashis, the two women are Charashis, the Surin Lishnei Achim, they can be Pikhin, or Lishnei Achim Charashim, or Lishnei Achim Echid Chirish, or Echid Bigayach. Again, as long as one of the parties is a cheresh, it's a rabbinic marriage. In these two cases, either both men were cheresh, or both women were cheresh, or all four were cheresh, or three and four were cheresh. Makes no difference. As long as one of the parties in the marriage is a cheresh, or a cheresh, makes it a rabbinic marriage. So basically, we have two rabbinic marriages going on. When one of the brothers dies, there's a rabbinic mitzvah of yibum, but it's his wife's sister rabbinically. These are two sisters. So the rabbinic erva pushes away the rabbinic yibum, right? Rabbinically, there's a mitzvah of yibum, but it's only rabbinic because the whole marriage is rabbinic. And rabbinically, you're married to this woman's sister. So it's a rabbinic erva. The rabbinic erva pushes away the rabbinic mitzvah of yibum. That's what the Mishnah is going
to
say.
Why is the rabbinic erva? Why two sisters?
Because you're not married to her biblically. It's your wife's sister, but it's not your wife.
A person cannot marry two charashas, two sisters to a
charash. Rabbinically.
He can?
He's not married.
It's a never of Yerubala.
Why can't a person marry two sisters?
Because the right son.
Why? Because it's his wife's sister.
Okay. Now skip that.
If it's not his wife, he can marry her sister. Here it's his rabbinic wife's sister.
The same role plays if one of them dies, he can marry the other. Right? His rabbi.
Yeah, I just say again. It's
same, whatever the right is.
100%.
Pattern after the right.
It's patur min chalitzim min ayibum because there's no rabbinic mitzvah because there's a rabbinic erva. Hayu nachriyos, if they're not sisters, so now two brothers are rabbinically married. Both are rabbinically married. One dies, and the women are not related to each other. Yichlesu, you can do yibum. No chalitza because by cheresh there's no chalitza. So there's no chalitza, but there can be yibum. And then there can be a divorce. It's a rabbinic marriage. You can do a rabbinic divorce. A rabbinic yibum followed by a rabbinic divorce. It's all rabbinic. And therefore, you can do marriage, you can do yibum, you can do divorce. You can't do chalitza. There is no rabbinic chalitza. That's how we ended up last time. Rashi. Harelu Paturis. The Hayu Shteim Charashis or Shteim Charashim. Either both are charishes, or both men, or both ladies. Ki kedushe zu, kach kedushe zu. The validity of both marriages is the same level. V'as the kedushin the ishtayt, and your wife's kedushin, umavki zika takes away the rabbinic zika. Yichnoisu, she'ein chalitza b'charishes v'charish. They can't do chalitza, she'ein ba'amr v'amra. There is no rabbinic chalitza for people that can't talk. V'yach kachim ratzi yitzi u'beget. The asu get remiza, get done by gestures, mavkiya nisu in the day, the zikas achiv the Hebrew Misa. The whole marriage was rabbinic, the whole yibum was rabbinic, it was done through gestures to begin with. You can divorce by gestures, things that were done through gestures. We move on to the next case. Shnei achin, two brothers, echad cheresh v'echad pikeach. Because now, we have one regular and one cheresh. Nisuin l'shtei akis pikchais, married to two regular women. So one is a biblical marriage, and one is a rabbinic marriage. Right? This is what happened. One cheresh married a regular woman, and his brother, the regular man, married a regular woman. One is married biblically, and one is married rabbinically. Now, meis cheresh bala pikachas, and the rabbinic husband died. So now, the other brother is married to this woman's sister, biblically. So then obviously, it's his wife's sister. It's his biblical wife's sister, because he's married biblically. The problem is the other way. The regular man died who was married to the regular woman. Biblical marriage, which... She goes free. All right. Now here we have Mace Pikeyak Bala Pikachas. The regular guy died, who's married to the regular woman, which is a biblical marriage. We created a biblical Zika. Now, Mayasa Cheresh Bal Pikachas. The Cheresh, the brother, has a biblical Zika. He's rabbinically married to this woman's sister. So the rabbinic marriage is interfering with the biblical Zika.
Himself can
resist
as a parish. He
himself can't
perform a
Yibum. Why can't he do Yibum? Yibum doesn't need
that.
So my, what should he do? My teach to beget. He's got to divorce his wife because she's standing in his way of doing Yibum. The Asia Sakha, that's Surah Lailam. And he can't marry his brother's wife because it's his rabbinic wife's sister. He's not allowed to marry her rabbinically. He can't get chalitza, can't do yibum. And he can't stay married to his own wife. So here's a guy that has to get rid of his wife, and that other lady can't get married to anybody for the rest of her life.
Why isn't the right to trump the
bond? It does. It trumps it. And does what?
He can't marry her.
Can't marry her. It's his rabbinic wife's sister.
And the Mr. Derice is not safe at that.
No.
He's not married
to her. Doesn't make a difference. The guy divorces his wife, he can't marry her sister.
Only if she dies.
It doesn't make a difference, because if at the time of death, the time of the brother, there was no mitzvah, couldn't do the mitzvah. I don't know if later on it kicks in. So this lady is stuck forever.
If he had divorced before he died, then it would be different?
No. Before who died?
Before the brother died.
No. A person cannot marry his wife's sister as long as his wife is alive. Even if he divorced her.
So he just divorced her and then she has to die at some point, right?
She can die before the divorce.
If she dies, then he could do it. Then.
Yeah. Doesn't make a difference. A person's married to a woman, even if he divorces her, her sister will remain banned forever, unless the woman dies. The only erva that death, except for Eishes Ish, the only other erva that death can make something mutter is this erva.
And if he would live her Gep Shalom Kedin, then he could divorce her.
What?
If he would live with her Shalom Kedin.
What do you mean?
He would do Yibum.
He's not allowed to.
I understand, but he did it.
No, he can't divorce her.
He divorced his wife. Did Yibum with the sister. Even though he wasn't allowed. And he could divorce her.
No, he can't. But it's a biblical Yibum, and he's not capable of a biblical get. He's a Chayrish.
So then he would stay married
to her? Can't live with her. She'd be the same stuck lady, except she lived with him one time.
Today, we don't allow Yibum to happen because people might not have the right machshava.
That's nothing to do with this Mishnah. This Mishnah is going that the mitzvah of Yibum is allowed and preferable, for all you know.
Even if they don't have the right machshava in mind?
Again, that was a machlokes Rabbanan and Abishol. It's zero bearing on this Mishnah. We're trying to give the guy options.
There is a message because he has diminished understanding, whatever that means. Does that make a difference if he understands what he's doing?
Yeah, the Rabbanon don't care about your intentions. They say the mitzvah is a mitzvah. Abishol likes chalitza better. In this case, there's no option of chalitza. I don't know what Abishol would suggest. But again, it's not what we're dealing with here. We're trying to figure out the options.
It's a choice. Why can't he just
leave
again? Because
he's a cleric.
He's a cleric.
A number Amar Vamra. He has to say things too.
Both sides have to be.
Both have to be able to talk. They both have to be able to talk.
So somebody who's marrying a cleric, how's he able to divorce his wife?
Well, if you're marrying her rabbinically, you can divorce her rabbinically. Rabbanan instituted marriage for a cheresh and divorce for a cheresh. And Yibum, because Yibum doesn't even need das, they never instituted rabbinic chalitza. That was Rabba's thing, or Rabba, right? Let's institute a rabbinic chalitza.
The test was Rabba, isn't it?
Which test? 60.
Yeah.
But we Paskin not like Rabba or Rabba, whoever it is. In one place it says Rabba, one place it says Rabba. But
he's incapable of having any.
Yibum doesn't need das.
Okay,
let me explain. A cheresh is not a not das at all. It's what we call a weakened das. A weakened das, that the Torah doesn't give it the level of das necessary for a biblical thing. But he's not a shaita. He's higher level than a shaita. The Gemara will explain that a charesh and chareshes can live happily ever after. And the Gemara will explain that if one of the parties is a shaita, they're not going to live happily ever after. The Gemara's language is you don't live with a snake in one hut. A shaita is so unpredictable. Can't live with a shaita. She might just pick up a cold cup of tea and throw it in your face.
Yeah, we don't want her out on the street.
Yeah, exactly. But we don't want her out on the street.
So it's better that the snake should be inside.
Exactly. You said it, and the Mepharshim point that out. Yes.
One guy did.
That's right. Poor guy. I mean, he started with a healthy wife. They didn't, the Gemara is going to say, we didn't institute marriage for Shaitim, rabbinically, because we can't do this to people. It's not going to last. It's not possible. But yet, if he married her biblically, we're going to make him suck with her, yes. That's the, they all point that out. That's the shikul Chazal made.
One guy chose.
He stuck. I mean, he didn't choose. He chose a regular woman. Never. She flipped out.
This guy is divorcing his wife rabbinically. He has to gesture to the sofer what he wants.
He gestures. The Gemara in Gittin is going to talk about whether he can write it. Is writing as good as gesturing? Now, if you ask me, I think writing is better than gesturing. The Gemara in Gittin seems to think that writing might, it's a sugya in Gittin. Is writing as good as gesturing? What if I write to the sofer? Please write. The guy writes to the cipher, please write a get for my wife. Is that as good as gesturing it to him? That's the sugya in the Gemara in Gittin. If you ask me again, if I had to guess, I would say it's better. But the Gemara doesn't seem to think it's better. And by the way, the Gemara has a test for gesturing. We ask him questions, and he has to answer yes and no correctly by shaking his head. Is it coat weather today? The middle of the winter? He has to say yes. We ask him three questions, three yeses and three no's. And then we rely on his gesture. If not, how do we know his gesturing knows what he's doing? So the Gemara has a test. What? 6 for 6.
That's
100%. Right, 100%. We ask him, the Gemara says, 6 questions, 3 yeses and 3 no's. If I remember correctly.
What
did
it say, Rafa?
What?
What are you saying? Whatever you said, what place is Rava? Rava. This is the Mishnah we quoted before. We try and say all the cases we're talking about being kept.
Here, at the end of the sugya, in three lines at the end of the 40, end of the narrow lines on Kuf Yud Amud Beis, it says Rabba. And then on Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, where it said Rabba, on the side it says Tzara Klaima Rabba. That's why Rabbi Abraham over here is very concerned about the fact that the test said Rabba.
In the end of the day, we said that this case, the cases of the Mishnah are all the same.
At the end of the day, we came out saying there's no rabbinic chalitza. No. Not the Mishnah Vayter. Shnei Akim Pikchim, two regular people, Nisun L'Shtei Achyos, married to two sisters. Achas Chareshes, V'Achas Pikachas. Sorry? Two brothers married to two sisters. The men are normal, regular, I don't like to use the word normal, not politically correct. Regular, married to two sisters, one who's a Chareshes and one who's regular. So again, one is a biblical marriage and one is a rabbinic marriage. Meis pikeach bal chareshes, who's married rabbinically. Ma yas the pikeach bal pikachas, who's married biblically. Teitzim shemech laizisha. It's his wife's sister. It's his wife's sister falling to a rabbinic ibum. It's a biblical wife. Meis pikeach bal pikachas. What if the regular man married biblically died? Ma yas the pikeach bal chareshes. Now here, he's regular. She's regular. So Maitis Ishta began, he has to divorce his rabbinic wife because he has a biblical mitzvah of Yibam. However, here they can do Chalitza. She's regular, he's regular. They can do Chalitza. He's not impeded. Well, there's no other option. He can't do Yibam. Let's catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Harelu Baturis, Dino Shane Karashis, or Shane Karashim, since they're both Karashim or Karashis, Kedusha Zu, Kal Kedusha Zu, Vasa Kedusha the Ishtai, Umavti Zika, remove Zika, Yichnaisu, Shane Khalitza, the Karash, the Karash, Shane Bamra Bamra, Yaka, and Rasi Yitzil Beget, Asa Get Remiza, a gesture get, Umavti and Isun the day, the Zika Sakam Tuber Remiza takes away the rabbinic marriage in Yibu. Maiti Ishtai Beget, the Zika Sakai Sabami Kay Kedusha Gemurim. This is totally biblical. A strasa alav, he cannot stay married to his rabbinic wife. Then kayach b'kedushin dida, and there's no power in her kedushin l'tchaisim shemachaisisha to put her away because she's his wife's sister. She's not his biblical wife. Ve'ishes rakav asur loylam the cherish lechalitz can't do chalitza l'chnesiyavshem shemachaisisha, but he can't marry her. Kaines vein amaiti loylam, that comes later. Dr. Mishnah Vayter. Gonna have a few more cases.
Even if they have kids,
there's no yibum.
With the
cherish. So the kids.
You're saying that doesn't.
They should go to school.
It. That doesn't change it from rabbinic.
No. Shnei yachim, echad cherish. By the way, there are people that are deaf and mute that get married. It happens all the time. And they have children. Sometimes the children are deaf, and sometimes the children are regular. I have a cousin that married a person whose parents are both deaf. I don't know if they're mute. They're deaf. They were born deaf. They married each other. They have a kid that's normal. Married my first cousin. He's a regular guy. You never know that his parents. I mean, you meet him.
Except he knows how to sign.
Probably. I never tried it with him, but I assume so. He got along. He had to talk to his parents. He had to communicate one way or another. Yeah, but he's regular. But there, you know, it happens. Shnei Achen, two brothers, Echad Cheresh, Echad Pikeach. One is a Cheresh and one is regular. Nisulim Shnei Achis, Echad Cheresh, Echad Pikeachas. Two sisters. One is a rabbinic marriage, one is a biblical marriage. Beis Cheresh Bal Chereshes. It's his wife's sister. There's no yibum. He's married to her biblically. So here he's stuck. Might this ishta beget because he has a biblical mitzvah of yibum. And there's nothing to do for that lady. He can't do yibum because it's his wife's sister, and he can't do chalitza because they're cheresh. He's a cheresh. Weiter. Zog de Mishnah weiter. Shnei Achim, two brothers. Echad Cheresh, the Echad Bikeach. One is a Cheresh, one is regular. The Sulim Lishtei Nachrias. The women are not related to each other genetically. Right? Pikas, they're regular. So one is a biblical marriage, one is a rabbinic marriage. Meis Cheresh Val Bikachas, which is a rabbinic marriage. Ma Yasa Bikeach Val Bikachas. The woman is a pikachas. She can do chalitza. She's married rabbinically, but she's a regular woman. He's a regular man. They can do chalitza or yibum. But his yibum will be interesting. It'll be a rabbinic yibum, but he'll be marrying her biblically. Because he'll be making a kedusha. Meis pikeach bal pikachas, ma yasa cheresh bal pikachas. Kainais, he can do yibum. It's not his wife's relative. But Ba'ina Ba'itzi Laila will never be able to divorce her because he's assuming a biblical marriage. He's doing a biblical yibum, and therefore he can't do a rabbinic get. So that's the only option available, right? He's a cheresh. She is a she was married biblically. She falls to him to yibum. The chalitza is not an option. Yibum is the only option biblically. But once he does biblical yibum, she's his biblical wife, and he's a cheresh. He cannot divorce his biblical wife.
He can't do chalitza either.
Can't do chalitza. Rashi.
Why is the biblical wife a cheresh?
What?
He's a cheresh.
Yibum. He doesn't have to make his own kedushin. He doesn't need das. Takes over his brother's marriage. His brother was married biblically. Kainez rei maitzi loylam took Rashi. V'yasi get the day amavka zika shivum yachav arishin. His get cannot remove the zika. It's a biblical yibum. He needs a biblical removal.
But the remains, and so he has to, the first half of it, Yeah, he can be either a cholitz or meyaben.
Right.
And the cholitz is midrabanan.
Right.
And the yibum is midraisa.
Well, the yibum is a drabanan, but it turns into a biblical marriage because if they agree to get married, he's marrying her. Rabbinically, he's doing chat yibum. But when a man and a woman marry and they're both capable of deraisa, it becomes a deraisa wife.
So the first moment of the yibum actually happens, the tashmish happens, he becomes...
He's mekadosher with Bia.
His chiyuv, until he mekadoshes her...
It's a rabbinic obligation.
And then the moment he does yibum...
He automatically turns biblical. He's marrying her.
He's only doing it because of the
that's his. What his incentive is, that's his problem.
There is only the Rabbana till he does.
Correct.
Rabbi, at the beginning of this entire Masechta, did we not learn that the brothers have to be paternal brothers? Is that right? So there's no getting out of any of these situations by having the parents adopt another boy.
Nope, nothing.
I was wondering if someone could step in and do chalitza and release the two brothers.
You know, this is sad, but it's reality.
I know.
No, I'm going back to another case. I know of cases that a man who was married to a woman, regular people, and he became unstable. They advised the woman, take a get from him when he's still capable of giving it to you. Because the minute he goes off the deep end, you'll be stuck the rest of your life. Get him, we'll persuade him to write the get. He's still capable, because it gets to a point that he loses his capability, and then she's stuck.
What do you mean? He
was beginning to show signs.
He was beginning to show signs
that he's becoming unstable. At a certain point, he becomes unstable enough that he can't give a get.
What if he's like Alzheimer's? Alzheimer's
case
gets a certain point.
What? Alzheimer's, exactly. 100%. That would be a perfect case. A woman whose husband has early onset Alzheimer's, and she's really not interested in being stuck in this thing. At a certain point, he can still divorce her. After that, he no longer can.
It's the same with people who are kind of stayed in and out of lucidity, depending on whether or not...
So that's what Gemara will talk about. It depends at the time of lucidness and not at the time of lucidity. 100%. Yeah, but this is a great case. Alzheimer's is the perfect example. Shem Yerachim, but it's the perfect example. Perfect example.
Even with Alzheimer's, people fade back in.
Sometimes they're beyond that. Again, Baruch Hashem, I don't have knowledge, and more than I need to have, and I.
Person.
I mean, they stop recognizing people.
I know, but then they until they do.
Again,
but that moment when he comes back into that's then is that considered
he has to be lucid enough at that moment.
At that moment, that
100%. The Gemara will talk about that. People that fade in and out.
Is there a brush for that? No.
The story says there is. There's a story that a person they gave there's a certain medicine that for 36 hours makes a person lucid. So the story goes with Rav Marcha Izvi, Rebbetzin Shapiro's brother, who was his grandson was getting married, and they wanted him to be able to attend his grandson's wedding, and they gave him this drug that makes him lucid for 36 hours. As soon as he became lucid, he went to the Beis Medrash and he sat and learned the whole 36 hours, rather than go to the Chasana. Again, is the story true? I don't know. This was the story everybody was saying. What?
It's a
good story. But it fits the person. That's who he was when he was alive. When he was nifter already, and when he was healthy. But so they say. I don't know if it's true or not. Dr. Mishnah Vaitish Nayakim Pikhin. Two regular people, brothers, Nesul, Lebez, Nachrias, Achatz, Pikachas, Vachas, Chareshes. So the brothers are normal, regular, and the woman, one is Pikachas, one is Chareshes. Meis Pikach Bal Chareshes. So his sister-in-law, the one who's following the Yibum, is a rabbinic Yibum. It's a rabbinic marriage. Kindness, he can marry her. This is different than what I said. He is assuming his brother's marriage, which is rabbinic. Not like I said, it doesn't turn biblical. He's not marrying her biblically. He's only marrying her rabbinically. No, he's marrying her biblically. I take that back. He's marrying her biblically, Ibn Ratzalai Tzi. And then he can divorce her, because you can divorce a Chareshes. There's nothing wrong in divorcing a Chareshes. As long as the husband is regular, he can divorce his wife, even though she's Chareshes. Even if it's a biblical wife. It's a regular man and a regular woman. They can either do chalitza or yibum. Shnei achim, echad cheresh ve'echad pikeach. One is a cheresh and one is regular. The suma beis nachrias achas chereshes ve'achas pikeachas. So you have a regular man to a regular woman and a cheresh to a chereshes. Meis cheresh ve'al chereshes, mayas to pikeach ve'al pikeachas. Kindness and ratzul ha'itzi yaitzi. He can do yibum and then he can divorce her. Meis pikeach ve'al pikeachas, mayas to cheresh ve'al chereshes. Kindness, he can do yibum. He can never divorce her because it's a biblical marriage and he's a cheresh. A cheresh can never divorce biblically. A cheresh can be divorced. A cheresh cannot divorce. Dr. Gemara Vait. I'm a Rabbi Bachama. My shna cheresh v'cheresh is the tkinuhu rabban and isuun. My shna v'shaita v'shaita. Now it's questionable how to do this digduk. I don't know. Digduk. Is the woman called a shaita and the man a shaita? Or is it the opposite? It seems to be a machloikas achreinim, where the shaiteh is feminine and shaiteh is masculine, or the opposite.
No, it's not true. Cheresh is male, cheresh is female.
Yeah, and
shaiteh is male.
But which is the segel and which is the kametz? Well, arch call paskins. Okay, that's a machloikas. The Gemara doesn't have dots. Arch call put in the dots.
Had the same as I did.
I understand. My son, the Shaita, the Kinulurim. The Kinulurim are in the suit, that they didn't make the suit. The Tanya, Shaita, the cotton, Shinasu, Nashim, or Mesu, the Shishayim, Paturis, Menachalitim, and Ayibim. A Shaita and a cotton have no rabbinic marriages. Zog to Gemara. Cheresh, Vacharashas, the Tkaim, the Kantit Rabbanon, that it will last. They can live in peace. Kinul Rabbanon. Shaita v'shaita d'loy kaimet t'kantet Rabbanon. This marriage cannot last. Dein adam doram nachash b'kifah achas. Man can't live with a woman in one box. Does he say box?
Basket.
Basket. Light t'kinul Rabbanon this one. So that's the answer. We're not going to make a rabbinic marriage that's doomed to failure. A shaita and a shaita will sit there, they'll be married for 5 minutes, and then somebody will do something crazy. It's not possible. Rashi. The kinul rabbanon nesul the tani matzishin shesuchas chalitza al miyesh nesul the kedushin the cheresh. We have a gavdala b'nei dayan inu who with the right saying kinyan and kinyan, but the right that doesn't work. They made it. Haki gesin the shaita v'katan shenasu nashim the shesayim paturis min achalitza min ayibum the kaimet the kante the rabbanon shedarkim li yisholim b'neiim. They can get along. The afilu cheresim chereshes. The coach can ish pekeach. When one of them is regular, for sure they can get along. Avo shaita, avilu bepekachas l'shaita v'shaita l'pekeach. Ein darkan liyishalim b'neim. It's not going to work. The coach can shaita l'shaita. Bekviva, b'toich kupa achas. Between one basket. So basically, we're not making a takana that has no chance of working. That's what we're saying.